couple of weeks ago, I was watching, it was a news story, and it was talking about how our society is losing the ability to communicate, and how our communication skills are basically becoming whatever we can text, whatever we can Facebook, whatever we can put on a little 6-second Vine video, or whatever we can tweet, and how the basic ability to have a, you know, face-to-face conversation is quickly dwindling away in our society. And they're talking about examples how I'm sure you've seen, you can go to a restaurant and there'll be a man and woman there having dinner and just looking at their phones, or family, and everyone's on their little, you know, an iPad or on their phones, and no one communicating, no one talking anymore. Businesses were talking about, corporations were talking about how they're having trouble hiring new people because people don't know how to interview, and because it requires a face-to-face conversation, and trying to figure out, you know, what someone's like who, you know, can't communicate and, you know, and wants to do everything by text and by Facebook is difficult. And as always, you know, as technology takes over, there's always good and there's bad, but we can also be affected by this. And unfortunately, what happens with our Facebook culture, texting culture, is everything always, again, goes back to Satan and his personality. You know, Satan is a very selfish person, and everything was about him. You know, his fall was because he wanted to be in charge, and he focused on himself. And our world is becoming that way. When we text, when we use Facebook, so much of it is focused on ourselves and focused on our own interests and our own thoughts, and you know, we want to share our opinion with everyone else, and so we have to be careful that as this takes over in our world. Because again, this new culture that we're living in is destroying the basic communication method that we've always had, and that is of just a face-to-face conversation. Now, you may be sitting there going, okay, well, this is true, but how is this a sermonette topic? Why are we talking about this in church? Well, let's go to 1 Timothy chapter 4. 1 Timothy chapter 4. I'm going to actually read verse 12 from the King James Version. 1 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 12 says, "Let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example of the believers in word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, in purity." And when I looked at this, obviously, in the King James translation, word and conversation is what stood out. In that, we can be examples, and we are examples to all of those we come in contact with, not just today at church, but our neighbors, our coworkers, family, and friends. Our conversation, our words are an example to anyone we come in contact with about our faith. And so as every aspect of our life needs to be congruent with walking in the way Jesus Christ walked and obeying the Father, our conversation and how we communicate is another example. So I wanted to talk about that today. And specifically what I want to do the rest of my time is I want to go over three different questions that we can ask ourselves to see if we are doing a good job of being someone who can have a conversation, someone that you know, is showing an example in how they communicate. And again, not just in this little room today, but in every aspect of our life, whether at work, whether it's, you know, on the porch with our neighbors, wherever it may be. Because according to Paul, that's a way we show our example. It's a way that we let our light shine. And again, as our world loses this gift and loses this ability, we as Christians need to make sure that we stay focused on these basic things. So that's what we're going to do the rest of this time is review this, and hopefully, if you're already a good conversationalist, this will make you stronger. If you're really good at Facebook and tweeting and texting, maybe this will help you look at someone again in the eyes. All right, so here we go. So the first question we need to ask ourselves, again, if we want to become a better communicator, if we want to be better at having conversations, do I have a Philippians 2:3 attitude? Do I have a Philippians 2:3 attitude? So let's go to Philippians 2:3. I need to read that before we can discuss so we can see exactly what this attitude is. Philippians 2 and verse verse 3. Actually, we'll read verses 3 and 4. It says, "Let nothing be done through selfish ambition or conceit, but in lowliness of mind let each esteem others better than himself. Let each of you look out not only for his own interests, but also for the interests of others." So that is a Philippians 2:3 attitude. Basically, honoring the other person more than yourself in a conversation. We show kindness and we can show love by simply listening and asking for the other person's opinions, their thoughts, their feelings. And again, the reason this is important is because, again, in our society, in the way we communicate and again, the advent of technology, is everything is focused on ourselves. It is focused on, well, this is what I think. We've all seen these long, drawn-out Facebook arguments on, everybody just saying, well, this is what I think about this, and no one really listening to each other. And again, whenever we use these technologies, it breeds that. But a Philippians 2:3 attitude is one of not just stating your own thoughts, but actually listening to someone else, encouraging them to share. An open communication, putting our thoughts and our opinions not necessarily above someone else's in the conversation format. Now, again, does it mean that if you have a Philippians 2:3 attitude, does that mean that you don't contribute your own thoughts and opinions, you don't share what you believe? Well, no, absolutely not. It doesn't mean that at all. But it does mean that we show restraint and we think before we speak. We were talking a little bit about that in the teen Bible study earlier today. We think before we speak. Again, these are things we don't see in society anymore. You don't see that necessarily on Facebook. You don't see that in texting. You know, a lot of times it's just, well, this is what I feel this second in time, and so off it goes into cyberspace for everyone to see. So we need to show, again, a Philippians 2:3 attitude, equal time, sharing thoughts, encouraging the person we're speaking with to share their thoughts and opinions as well. Second question, how much listening am I actually doing? How much listening am I actually doing? Studies show that to be an active listener, to genuinely listen to someone, to genuinely try to understand someone, isn't just a natural ability. It actually requires work. Now, some would say that there are some that seem to be more natural listeners. I mean, we all know people that we just know that they're a good listener. And if we have a problem or we have something, we know we can go to them and they're going to listen. And some are definitely have that skill. But I suspect they've worked on it some throughout their life. And I know there's some people that, sometimes Betsy will tell me I'm not the best listener, right? I want to either solve the problem or worried about something else but not paying attention like I should be. So we all have different areas that we need to work on. But to be an active listener, we need to be careful that we're paying attention. And that may sound silly, but in our world, there's so many things going on around us. There's so many things that can draw our attention. You know, if you're having a conversation with someone, you want to make sure that you are paying attention, that you are giving them your attention. Because, again, when you don't, you can easily be distracted. And, again, there's so many distractions. And it's not necessarily, I'm in the business world or I'm at the mall having a conversation. We can have distractions here. And we can be talking to somebody, and maybe someone walks in, and we're like, hey, I wonder what snack they brought, as we're in the middle of a conversation. Or maybe Joa flies by after church doing something crazy, and you're like, well, what are they doing? So, again, it's easy to be distracted whenever we're talking to someone, but we need to remain focused. We need to make that effort to say, no, I'm going to focus. I'm going to pay attention, not to lose focus. And, again, don't deceive yourself into thinking, I can pretend, they'll never know that I'm, really checking out the cake, that someone brought. People see through, right? People see through that. You can tell if someone you're talking to is listening or not. And again, if we want to be better listeners, again, it's something that we have to actively work on and actively focus on. So again, it requires work. So it's an important question we need to ask ourselves is, how much listening am I actually doing? Third question. Am I thinking about what is being said or just waiting for my turn to talk? Am I thinking about what is being said or just waiting for my turn to talk? Again, we've all, I'm sure, had conversations or met people that every conversation is just an excuse for a good debate to break out. Point, counterpoint. I fall into this sometimes. Sometimes I like just a good debate. Again, probably a lot of times Betsy's not the best partner for me to debate with. That usually doesn't work out well. But I'll fall in this category. It's like, oh, I like a good debate. But again, that's not what a good conversation is necessarily about. Maybe sometimes, but not always. Again, are we really listening? Just because, are we listening, or are we just waiting for them to take that, breath so we can jump in and start throwing our opinions in and what we think? Or as they're talking, were we thinking about, okay, well, here's the counter argument. Here's going to be my counter punch so I can, really take them down on this one. Or are we just genuinely listening and hearing what the other person has to say? Again, valuing what their opinion is, just like we would ask for ourselves, right? What we would like whenever we're talking. Again, to do all this doesn't mean that we necessarily have to agree with what the other person is saying, right? We still hold fast to our beliefs and what we believe and our point of view, but we give the other person the courtesy to let them talk, let them speak, and have a real dialogue with each other, and not just a debate and not something that, becomes off-putting to everyone who's around. So, again, that's an important question that we need to do. Because, again, doing that is just a way that we show love, a way that we show respect to others around us. And this is important. So let's go back to John 13, because remember, at the very beginning, we read how Paul told Timothy how we let our light shine in many areas of our life, some of which is our conversation, the words we use, how we communicate with others. As we begin to finish here, let's go to John chapter 13, and again, kind of tie this up. Where Jesus, a command that he gave towards the end of his ministry, verses 34 and 35 of John 13. So again, John 13, and let's start in verse 34. It says, "A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another, as I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this all will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." And again, we show love to each other in many, many ways. We show love to our neighbors and friends and family and coworkers, and we do it in all sorts of ways. The point is today is, again, in our communication, how we communicate, the kind of conversations we have, also is another way that we show love to each other. And again, a way that we shine our light on our faith with other people. So again, as we conclude, the social behavior and things that are going on in our world now, to change those sometimes isn't easy. I mean, there are things in all of us that are kind of ingrained of different ways we communicate and different habits we have. And some of them are hardwired, but again, the things that we can work on. The evolution of Facebook and Twitter and other social media has only made this worse in our society. This attitude of it's more about us and not about others. But we have to remember that our own individual characteristics or anything that's going on in the world that people consider normal now, those don't excuse us in ignoring biblical instructions and ignoring what things that Jesus and our Father want us to do. It's not an excuse. So let's all strive to show outward love and concern in all areas of our life, including our conversations with others.